91X News.
It's 7 degrees and mainly sunny. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Compared to other places in the province, gas in Belleville is a bargain. At $1.28 a liter, it's one of the cheapest prices. Gas prices shot up in several cities across the country this morning, but an energy analyst thinks they may have peaked. GasBuddy.com says pump prices rose 3 cents a liter in Vancouver to an average of $1.37 for regular. A similar increase in Toronto put prices just under $1.32. The rapid increase in the pump at the pumps follows a parallel rise in crude, which has jumped 28% since the uprising in Libya began in the middle of February. Helena Georges says she's releasing information from the RCMP report that cleared her of criminal allegations so voters can make up their own minds. The former Harper cabinet minister had to file an access to information request to get the file on her case, saying the prime minister refused to explain why he ejected her from cabinet and the Tory party. She blames Harper's office for orchestrating a smear campaign against her and says Harper should be held accountable. Harper says only Georges is not welcome back in caucus over unspecified political troubles. It wasn't run by the book, but Elections Canada says votes cast by students in an advanced poll at the University of Guelph will stand. That's prompted the Tories, who'd been roasted by students and political rivals for seemingly trying to disenfranchise the students, to annul some 700 ballots to quickly back down. The Tories are pointing out Elections Canada confirms the poll was not properly authorized and say they never wanted to take votes away from students. The Liberals and NDP alleged the episode amounted to further proof of the Tories' lack of respect for democracy. A global activist group has started a petition asking all party leaders to file an official request with the Auditor General to release a report on G8 spending before Election Day. Avaaz says it has more than 58,000 signatures so far in its petition. It says, quote, "A fair and informed vote depends on exposing the truth about Harper and his G8 spending to the Canadian public." Sheila Fraser's office has firmly stated it can't release the report until Parliament resumes. Retired game show host Bob Barker is hoping board members at the Toronto Zoo will vote to send 3 elephants to a sanctuary in California or Tennessee. The zoo is considering moving the elephants because upgrading their current home would cost $40 million. Barker says it seems that a majority of councillors on the zoo's board will vote in favor of moving them.
I'm really encouraged that they're going to do the right thing for the elephants and for the zoo, because they don't want to spend that money that is necessary to make the elephant habitat larger. And if they don't, they all realize that it's too small as it is. So the natural, the obvious answer is to move them down to a sanctuary.
At least one city councillor says the visit by Barker might help sway his vote towards sending the elephants south. Barker and animal activists say Canada is just too cold for elephants and that the animals are forced to live indoors for most of the year. That's 91X News. To Matt, here's
Matt Kerr of Sports. The Vancouver Canucks are the lone Canadian NHL team in action tonight. They will entertain Chicago in one of 4 playoff games on the evening. Pittsburgh, Washington, and Nashville take 1-0 series leads into their respective series. Montreal is the other Canadian team in the postseason. The Habs won the opener last night in Boston and will play Game 2 tomorrow in Beantown. A couple of American League East teams will square off tonight at Fenway Park. The Toronto Blue Jays will send Brett Cecil to the mound. Toronto has split its first 12 games of the season. It will be John Farrell's first game back in Boston since leaving his pitching coach job to become manager of the Jays. Elsewhere in baseball, the Red Sox and first baseman Adrian Gonzalez are making it official. The two sides have agreed on a new contract that will pay him $154 million U.S. over the next 7 years. Boston acquired the 3-time All-Star from San Diego in the offseason. The Minnesota Twins announced catcher Joe Mauer is heading to the 15-day disabled list because of a leg weakness. Orlando Magic guard J.J. Redick is a game-time decision for Game 1 of Orlando's first-round playoff matchup with the Atlanta Hawks tomorrow night. He has missed about a month with an abdominal strain. Redick has no limitations in the Magic's final full practice today. All 8 first-round NBA playoff series tip off this weekend. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norum with weather.
Today, sunny, east 30 kilometers an hour, high of 12. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness after midnight. Wind east 20 kilometers an hour, low plus 3. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain beginning in the morning. Amount to 15 to 25 millimeters. Wind east 20 kilometers an hour, becoming southeast 40, gusting to 60 in the morning. High 7. Sunday, showers, windy, high of 6. It's 7 degrees. I'm Sam Norman with Matt Kerr, 91X, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 90.